USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
And hot! Welcome to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wire Nut Home Services.
So it's been quite some time, but I just want to say welcome to the Veterans Business Outreach Center podcast on the Veterans Voice. My name is Kia Palmer. I am the director of the Colorado VBOC at Mount Carmel, and it is so great to be back with you all. I know Aaron's been holding down the fort for quite some time, but today I am excited to be here, and I am bringing a special guest. Yeah, we're going to hold off on that. Keep the anticipation going. So if you're just now tuning in to the Colorado Veterans Business Outreach Center podcast, that's a mouthful. If you're listening to the Colorado VBOC podcast, welcome. What do we do here? We provide you with resources and information, things that are going to help you in your small business. So if you're a veteran-owned small business, but wait a minute, let me back up. If you're a veteran, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, military spouse, or a family member, yes, 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 you're listening to the right podcast. We can assist you with your small business through business counseling, through training events, and through referrals. So, okay, I won't keep the anticipation going. I'd like to introduce you today to SCORE Southern Colorado. We have a guest here, Pat Locke. Pat, it's great to have you here with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, this is so good. We haven't had an opportunity to sit down. I know you met with Aaron already, but today we're going to dig into what Colorado VBOC and what SCORE Southern Colorado are going to start doing together. We are SBA resource partners.
That is correct. You bet. We both get that support.
Awesome. They say we are powered by the SBA. Sometimes the SBA to our listeners can sound so big, like it's this huge administration. We know that the Colorado VBOC is here through the Office of Veteran Business Development, but SBA hosts and powers other resource partners. So if you're working with us, we can do referrals and we will collaborate together to help your small business. And that's what we're here to discuss. So, Pat, tell me, where are you located?
So we are located in Southern Colorado, specifically in Colorado Springs. We don't have a physical location. Mm. Ever since the pandemic, we went virtual, and okay. We have made the decision to stay virtual at this point in time. So we do all of our services. We provide them virtually to our clients.
That's awesome. So if you are working virtually, you are spread out all over Southern Colorado.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So while we don't have a lot of volunteers outside of Colorado Springs, we service a lot of people outside of Colorado Springs. So
that's
all awesome. Of Southern Colorado.
That's awesome. I know Mount Carmel, we have a location here in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Westcliff, Monte Vista, and Trinidad. And with us coming together to work together, that even gets us deeper into Southern Colorado. We're able to provide you as a resource to our clients. We're able to work together. So in saying that, they're like, okay, so what do you do, SCORE? What do
right.
you do?
Right. So, hey, SCORE is one of the best kept secrets in the world.
I believe it.
Yeah. So we're an all-volunteer nonprofit organization. Our mission in life is to help small businesses succeed through our free mentoring program and through our educational program. So we do that with all volunteers. We got 11,000 volunteers nationwide. We've got
wow.
about 40 of them here in Southern Colorado. You might be interested to know that SCORE has been around for 60 years.
No
We're
way.
Celebrating our 60th anniversary this year.
Awesome.
And so that's going to be fantastic.
Nice. So I'm going to dig in a little deeper.
Yes.
Because you say you serve Southern Colorado, but is there a particular population or demographic that you serve?
Really, no. I mean, what we look at is the small business community. If somebody's either wanting to get into business or already in business and they're looking for ways to grow and expand or become more profitable, we're going to be able to help them with those types of issues. We are definitely here in Southern Colorado, though, focused on the veteran community.
It's a big one, yeah.
You bet. Absolutely. So we have some of our volunteers that work directly through the TAP program at the Air Force Academy. And so we try to provide services as much as we possibly can to anybody that's going into business. But specifically the veteran community, yes, we want to help them as much as we can.
Wow, that's awesome. And you mentioned TAP. We're actually hosting a Boots to Business in Fort Collins today, collaboration with the Loveland VA. I know that's not the correct terminology, but we always call it the Loveland VA with their Vocational Rehabilitation Program, but also SBDC. If you don't know what SBDC is, it's the Larimer Small Business Development Center. And of course, our veteran business development officer and our business operations specialists are all there in Larimer County today with our Boots to Business, and that's through the TAP program. So super excited about that. But I want to backtrack just a little bit because people are like, I know some of our listeners may be saying, well, if they service the same population that you do, why are you bringing them on your show? Well, that's because we collaborate. We work together, right?
Absolutely.
The Veterans Voice is sponsored in part by Optum and is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group offer 15 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. They're dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit optum.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today.
Medicare Mentors. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information.
So with that in mind, tell me what kind of trainings or events do you have coming up?
Yeah, so we got tons of them. We typically have workshops that are designed to help small business owners or somebody that wants to be in business, teach them ways in which they can be successful. Hmm. So for example, we have a program called the Smart Start Program, which is specifically designed to help someone who is not in business get into business. It's a 7-part series, and it helps someone go from not being in business to creating a business plan, potentially being able to sit down with somebody to get funding for a loan to start a business or to expand their business. And that's really the core of our workshop program. We also have other workshops like specifically around marketing, social media, and that type of thing. Last week we had one on how to build a website. So that was a fantastic program, one that was well attended. The week before we had one on pricing. So we try to teach people different strategies for maximizing their pricing and their profitability.
Is that in products or services or?
Either way. Oh. It could apply to products or services.
Nice.
So it's really designed to help that small business owner no matter what their business is, whether they're in a service business or selling a product.
To stay kind of competitive because you have to know what the market looks like and you have to know how much money it's costing you to produce that service or to produce that product and put all of that together to identify what your best margin is going to be, something to that effect, correct?
Absolutely. That is one of the biggest things that we try to teach our clients is how to do the market research and make sure that, like you said, that they're competitive in the marketplace, know who their competitors are and what their strengths and weaknesses are, and you know, how to maximize your strengths and how to minimize your weaknesses.
Awesome. So some of our listeners, if you're not familiar with that terminology and you're wanting to go into business, definitely it sounds like one of these SCORE Smart Start classes would be for you. And also, once you get into business, you have your business plan, delve deeper into your business plan by going to a class on pricing, especially if you have a product. We've got a lot of resources available. But where are those classes held?
All of them are held online.
Yes.
We do everything virtually. We do it via Zoom for the most part. sometimes if we have a presenter that is not as familiar with Zoom or wants to use a different type of carrier, we obviously adjust accordingly. But it's online, and so it's, you know, one of the things I find is that people like to be able to maybe do this from the comfort of their office or their home or wherever. So some of them are in the middle of the day, some of them are in the evenings, but all of them are also recorded. So people, if they sign up or register for the program, they're going to get a video, or a recording, I should say, a link to a recording so they can watch it later.
Okay. Now, do you post those recorded classes on your website for anyone to view?
Many of them we do. I mean, we have literally Yes, absolutely. We have literally hundreds of workshops that are available on demand when it's convenient for our clients.
Wow.
We have some that we don't post online, but
you got to be there.
You got to be there. Got to be there, or at least you have to register for it.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So again, serving Southern Colorado, you host events that help businesses start up. So you mentioned that you do all of this with 40 volunteers throughout Colorado or Southern Colorado right now. So what? Who are those volunteers? Like how? Why are they qualified to be a SCORE mentor?
Great question. One of the fantastic things about our chapter, the Southern Colorado chapter, is the diversity of the experience that our volunteers have. So we've got people who have started businesses, whether it's from a bootstrap up or whether they bought a business. We've also got people like myself who maybe came from corporate America and have a area of expertise that they can specialize in. But all of them have got this experience, and they're willing to share it with people.
Wow.
And the idea is we're going to help our clients avoid making some of the same mistakes that we made and hopefully teach them, you know, a broader perspective. And one of the great things I find about IKEA is it's just having somebody to talk to, bounce an idea off of. And most of our volunteers have seen those types of experiences and can speak to them.
Wow. I will tell you, when I first moved to Colorado and saw such a loving, I say loving, but I'll say such a open environment for small business owners or entrepreneurs, SCORE website, the SCORE website was one of the first websites I saw. So the volunteers, y'all, I'm going to tell the listeners, you can go on this website and look at the profiles of the mentors. You can actually find somebody that has expertise in the area that you need. And I believe, if I'm correct, it still says schedule an appointment. So you can register to meet with that particular mentor. Is that correct still?
That is correct. Now, there may be some who say, I don't accept direct appointments, but you can still request them.
Yeah.
And it'll go through our volunteer intake coordinator.
And just remember, if someone has everybody requesting their time, they can't serve everybody. So it's nothing personal.
Exactly.
We have to spread the love, but that just means we also might need more volunteers.
We always need more volunteers.
So,
always.
If you're a small business owner or entrepreneur out there listening and you're interested in giving back, you know, being of service is just the whole point of us being here today, right? The whole point of what we do is being of service here at Mount Carmel. So I will say, before I say it, how do they reach out to you if they want to register with SCORE to find a mentor or if they want to be a volunteer?
You bet. Go to southerncolorado.score.org. If you're looking for a mentor, look for a link that says find a mentor. If you want to volunteer, there's going to be a link there that says volunteer. And if you're looking for a workshop, I would recommend go to the local workshop link. So it's southerncolorado.score.org.
Awesome. southerncolorado.score.org. Awesome. So what about social media? Do y'all have social media?
We do. We have a Facebook page and we have a LinkedIn page, and that's SCORE Mentors Southern Colorado, and for either one of those. And we have a volunteer that actually posts on there. She's probably got at least two posts a week, a day, I should say, 10 a week.
That's awesome.
On both LinkedIn and Facebook.
You're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum. Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
So I know we talk about, like, how do we collaborate? You know, we've already identified we serve the same population. Well, VBOC covers the entire state, but you've already said, even if you're not in Southern Colorado, that the workshops, the trainings that you offer are virtual, so people can still register. But are there other SCORE chapters throughout the country or throughout Colorado?
There are. There's roughly 250 chapters nationwide. So nice. One of the things that we find is, particularly with veterans and spouses of veterans, that if someone starts a business and then relocates somewhere else, they can either stay with their SCORE volunteer and continue to have virtual meetings, or they can find a SCORE mentor in their new location.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So in collaborating, I just want to say thank you. You all supported our Equity Symposium for Veterans in Business back in March. I said back in March. We're not even in March yet. It was back in January. I'm excited about our next one, y'all.
I was thinking it was back in March, too.
You know? But no, that was definitely a event specifically for contracting. We talked about business certifications. When do you need to get them? Why do you need to get them? Are they really necessary at the very beginning of starting a business? Maybe thinking about it, but not the process, because you may not have all of the eligibility documents. So we talked about that. We talked about women-owned small business, veteran-owned small business, service-disabled veteran-owned small business, minority-owned small business. Are you in an 8A, a 7A? We talked about all of these things. We had some dynamic speakers, but you all were there to support us. And that's so exciting.
Hey, we're all in this together.
Exactly.
You're trying to help the same people we're trying to help, and it was a great symposium. I mean, it was great to have those resources all together. And one of the great things I like about it, Kia, is it also gives us the chance at SCORE to talk to other organizations like SBDC or Colorado Enterprise Fund,
yes,
as well as the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity for us.
Awesome, awesome. So if you are actually a resource for veteran-owned small businesses or just small businesses in general, definitely reach out to SCORE. They're another resource that you can utilize as you're helping your clients. Like he said, we're all in this together. We say that all the time here, so I'm so glad that you said it first. But no, that's what we do. We want to see you succeed. Like, we're only successful if the economy is stimulated and we're bringing funds here into our home, right? We all
Absolutely.
Live here. So I do want to ask you, because I heard that you all were hosting a franchising class. And earlier you mentioned if you wanted to purchase a business, and 1 out of 7 franchises are veteran owned.
Yes.
That is crazy. That is amazing. I don't think a lot of people know that. And I found out that there are a lot of local businesses that are nationally known, like Kong, Chipotle, Qdoba. Those are all Colorado-based businesses.
Right.
So tell us more about this franchise class that you all are hosting.
So we've had two of them now over the last 4 or 5 months. And we always kind of look at it that, you know, there's 3 ways to get into business. One is you can start a business from scratch on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly would be to go out and buy one, an existing business. Or third is a franchise.
Yep.
And a franchise, the big advantage of a franchise is there's a lot of structure. You've got the name brand typically already in place. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the most challenging things that come about starting a business are kind of done for you.
Mm-hmm. The starting part.
And someone has probably done the market research for you already to say, hey, this market is ripe. So we've had those two workshops. We have another one tentatively scheduled. It's not on our website yet, but it's coming up in May.
Insider information.
So be on the lookout for it. But these have been very well-attended workshops. So
nice.
To your point about 1 in 7, that I think that's a pretty good statistic.
Colorado Computer Support. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support Team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440. To learn more, that's 719-355-2440.
Wire Nut Home Services. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Veterans Voice partner, the Wire Nut Home Services, is the company you can count on to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. They're family-owned, proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the Wire Nut does that. Call 719-399-5021. That's 719-399-5021.
So I have to, of course, highlight a veteran-owned small business in the Colorado Springs area. If you are not familiar with Dart Wars.
Very much so.
Dylan Newman is a veteran-owned small business. Dylan, if you're listening, I apologize if I mess up the story a little bit. But to my understanding, Dylan and his son just went to Dart Wars, and it was not called Dart Wars at the time, in the South Colorado Springs, and they had a ball. And so they went back, and there was a sign on the door, unfortunately, that they had closed down. However, Dylan purchased that South location, maintained most of the staff that were already working there. This is a veteran, y'all, right? And then he was able to build and open a brand new location. And I say brand new as in addition to, not in replace of, right. And opened a new location, North Colorado Springs. And now he has created, he is working on making this a franchise that he can franchise out throughout the nation. Another amazing business, veteran-owned small business that started here in Colorado. And so I'm just excited. So if you're listening, keep an eye on the website. Again, that is southerncolorado.score.org for when the next franchise class comes up. We may need to collaborate on that. I wonder if we could, yeah, we're going to have to talk about that, Pat.
I think that'd be great. You actually bringing up Dart Wars, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about another. We actually have a volunteer who's a veteran, and several of our volunteers are veterans. And she is a real estate agent.
Really?
She's a government contractor.
No way.
But she's also got a franchise. She's got La Vida Massage here in Colorado Springs. Monique Walks is her name.
Oh, my goodness.
And she volunteers for us. She does a great job of mentoring any of our clients who make a request of her. But she's got a fantastic background and experience to help veterans, as well, anybody, but veterans especially.
Wow.
With her background.
Well, look at that, y'all. I tell you what. The whole southern part came out of me right there. If you do not know Monique.
Monique Walks.
Monique Walks. And if you have not been to.
La Vida Massage.
La Vida Massage. Support a veteran-owned small business. Go experience a franchise. You may already know the name. And franchising is, it's, I won't say it's so easy to get into because like anything, there are eligibility requirements. There are necessary documents you have to have in place. There is work to do.
Absolutely.
There is work to do.
Absolutely.
But it's possible, it's doable, and it's amazing. So if you've not been there to these locations, and I know iFly is another one. Corky Van Kessel is a veteran-owned small business, was in the Air Force. So there's so many out here. But yes, we love franchises. We love our veterans. I'm going to ask again if you will repeat your social media contacts and how people can register.
You bet. Absolutely. So social media, we're on LinkedIn and Facebook, and it's the Score Mentors Southern Colorado page is how you get to it on LinkedIn and Facebook. To get to one of our workshops, just go to that southerncolorado.score.org. Look under local workshops, and you're going to see a complete list of workshops that we are doing in the local area.
So it's been great talking to you, Pat. I'm so excited that you came to join us today.
Hey, I am so excited that you invited me. This is fantastic, and we really want all the veterans in the area to know that we're available. We want to help in any way we possibly can, and I would just suggest they take advantage of the services that we have available.
So, Pat, with the Colorado VBOC, we're really excited that you're here today. But tell us, are there any services or resources that you provide, any programs that are specific for veterans?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you go to our website, which is southerncolorado.org, and you put in veteran resources, mm-hmm. you're going to get a long list of resources that are dedicated specifically to veterans.
Fantastic.
It's going to be blogs, articles, and even workshops that are focused on helping veterans transition from military to the business world.
Wow. So when you say education, you mean we're not just going to provide you with the mentor. We're not going to just provide you with the actual trainings that you can go to or the webinars, but we're going to provide you with additional resources like blogs and articles. I'm guessing this is industry-specific type of articles where you can read up on new things that are coming out, or we talked about before we started recording, like this AI journey,
right.
where you can read about those things and educate yourself about it and then ask your mentor what you can do to help build that particular piece of your business.
Absolutely. And there's things maybe as basic as top 10 things you should do as a veteran to start your business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a step-by-step process.
Awesome.
So it's or a checklist. So it's fantastic. There's a lot of resources there specifically for veterans.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, we have this little thing that we say at the end of this podcast, and it's just because we're so excited that finally Colorado has its own Veteran Business Outreach Center, and that is the Veterans Business Outreach Center at Mount Carmel. That is a mouthful, so we say the Colorado VBOC, but you can reach us by phone at 719-309-0339. That's 719-309-0339. Or you can visit us on our website at veteranscenter.org/VBOC. And so we still say, it's all about VBOC.
You've been listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDL News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, you may be eligible for major financial compensation based on your service-connected disability, but be wary of the many groups that may try to exploit you for financial gain. Report suspected fraud at va.gov/oig/hotline. Learn about VA's list of accredited organizations at va.gov.